Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of, well, life. And let's face it, in this day and age, that world often feels a little too tangled up with social media. Ever wake up scrolling, feeling like you're already behind before your coffee's even brewed? You know that feeling when you put down your phone, only to find yourself reaching for it again 5 minutes later? We've all been there, but here's the thing. We don't have to let social media run the show. We can actually reclaim our time, energy, and focus, and build some seriously healthy habits in the process. It's about finding that sweet spot where social media is a tool, not a tyrant, and today, we're diving headfirst into how to make that happen. Now, I'm not saying ditch social media altogether. That might be too drastic for some of us. But there are definitely ways to use it smarter, more intentionally. Think about it like this. Your phone is like a super-powered tool. It can be incredible for connecting with people, learning new things, or even just finding a good laugh. But if you're constantly hammering away at the wrong button, you're not going to get very far. So, how do we start? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can really help you create healthier habits and get more out of your social media experience and your life. 1. Mindful consumption. This one is all about being aware of what you're putting into your brain. You wouldn't just eat junk food all day, right? Well, the same goes for social media. Are you following accounts that inspire you, educate you, or make you laugh genuinely? Or are you stuck in a scroll hole of negativity and comparison? It's time to do some spring cleaning. Unfollow anything that doesn't serve you, and prioritize content that lifts you up. 2. Set boundaries. This is crucial, folks. Think about it like this. Your time is precious. You wouldn't let someone just walk into your house and take over, right? Well, your phone shouldn't be any different. Set specific times for checking social media, and stick to them. Maybe you dedicate 30 minutes in the morning and another 30 minutes before bed. Anything outside of that is bonus time, and trust me, you'll find yourself having more energy and focus when you're not constantly glued to your screen. 3. Embrace the "Do Not Disturb" button. This little lifesaver can be a game changer. When you need to focus on work, a project, or even just enjoying some quality time with loved ones, activate that DND mode and let the world know you're unavailable for digital distractions. It might feel strange at first, but once you get used to it, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. 4. Find offline fun. Remember those things we used to do before smartphones ruled our lives? Reading a book, going for a walk, having a real-life conversation with someone, gasp. There's a whole world of amazing experiences waiting for us offline. Make time for activities that bring you joy and connect you with the world around you. Trust me, your soul will thank you for it. 5. Be intentional. This is where things get really good, folks. Before you even open that social media app, ask yourself, what do I want to achieve here? Do you want to learn something new? Connect with a friend? Get inspired? Having a clear intention will help you stay focused and avoid mindless scrolling. Let me tell you a story. Imagine Sarah. She's super driven, always working on projects, and feels constantly pulled in different directions. Her phone's like a magnet, she just can't put it down. But lately, she's been feeling burnt out, unfocused, and just plain drained. One day, she decides to try something new. She sets aside 30 minutes each morning for meditation and walks without her phone. And you know what? It changed everything. Sarah rediscovered the joy of simply being present in the moment, felt a surge of creativity, and actually got more done because she was laser-focused when she needed to be. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you create healthy habits with minimal social media use. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that empower you to live a more fulfilling life. The key takeaway here is simple. You've got the power to shape your relationship with social media. Don't let it control you, take control of it. Start by implementing just 1 or 2 of these strategies, and watch how it transforms your day-to-day experience. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some healthy habits you've been trying out? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and most importantly, stay you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.